Hello, Rob McNeely here again, and pleasure to be to welcome you to the first module of the Hypnosis, Easy Hypnosis program, building on a common everyday experience after Erikson. Now, in this module, we can actually start to get into the experience of hypnosis, which is great. Looking forward to sharing this with you and seeing what you can make of it. And in the introduction, I hope that there's some clarity now about some of the nonsense that's around about hypnosis, about it being associated with power, with sorcery, with magic, with anesthetics, and so on. And also to put in place the position that we're working from here, that we're not interested so much in solving problems, but rather in how we can generate solutions. And I invite you to go back and revisit that any time, and the same applies to any part of this program. But in this module, I want to lay the foundations for an easy way, respectful way, a useful way of beginning to connect common everyday experiences that we all have with hypnosis, so that it makes it more accessible and helps to get past any potential weirdness. So we're going to begin by looking at what is hypnosis. And if you find a satisfactory answer to that, I'll be glad to know. I've been looking for 30 odd years. I haven't found a satisfactory definition yet. So I'm wanting to offer a description, just a pragmatic place that we can begin to work and see what we can build on that foundation. Also, I'm wanting to offer some ideas about how to get the right mood in the room when we're using hypnosis, how to include potential disruptions, because there's always going to be disruptions. So how can we include them? And that can be fun to explore, as well as being very useful for the client, for us, and for the therapeutic process. And then we can look at a number of easy, respectful approaches to invite someone into hypnosis. And I guess we've all got our prejudices, and I'm very picky about some words that are used with hypnosis. I personally don't like the idea of a hypnotic induction. When I hear induction, I think, oh, is this something that you're going into the army here, you're being inducted into the army, or an induction of anesthetic? I much prefer to think of an invitation. And we're going to explore three very simple, straightforward approaches, places to start, where we can invite anyone into an experience of hypnosis that can be individual to them, unique to them, and in that way it's going to be easy for the client, and it's going to make sense to them and they can connect with it. We're going to look at, first of all, how to invite someone to continue doing what they're doing, and then to develop some focus and some absorption about that. We're going to explore how asking someone to become focused and absorbed in doing something that they like to do, riding a bike, walking in nature, reading a book, whatever that might be, as something they're already familiar with, that they can then use as a way of generating focus and absorption, and so the experience of what we're going to call hypnosis. And also to have the possibility of starting from a place where people have had some kind of experience parallel to hypnosis, meditation, mindfulness, some previous hypnotic experience, something pleasant, something that they've got absorbed in. And to start with that, something familiar again that they're already had some experience in that we can build on and go from there. So, as always with this program, my invitation is enjoy the process. if it seems too difficult, if it seems too convoluted, too complicated, then just ease back and get back to the beginning and say, I'm clear that this can be an easy process. That doesn't mean that it's simple and straightforward and by the end of this program you're going to be an expert. Not at all. But if we can have a place where we can begin, and if we can help a client to have an easy place where they can begin, well, then we can begin instead of waiting until we get it right, until we've learned this or that or perfected something else. I don't know. So that's my invitation. Enjoy the process. Play with it. See what you can do to invite friends, clients, family members to play. Most people are pretty keen, very willing. So see what you can get up to and make sure you enjoy the process. And again, as always, please leave some comments so that we can all learn together, because we're all in this soup together. Thanks for listening.